Straight ahead on Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College, quarterback Matt Schaub is back on the field as training camp begins.
Some rust there, just got to shake off, you know, not having been in live action since mid-November last year, so there's just, you know, getting back in the groove.
Two, you turn your head, look at me, and on three, I'm throwing you the ball, got it?
Andre Johnson hosts a camp for some local kids, and they have one thing on their mind.
I've had a lot of them tell me that we're going to the Super Bowl next year, so hopefully that happens.
We catch up with defensive end Antonio Smith.
No, every year you're going to think that this training camp is worse than the other one, so I guess it's just another day at work.
Plus, Connor Barwin has a new haircut.
My high and tight flat top for training camp. This is the Gary Kubiak-inspired haircut. So I can't wait for him to see me.
All that and more.
What do you think about all the guys that have to take pictures with you?
It makes me feel like the old guy, you know. Trying to figure out what team I want to root for.
Right now on Texans Huddle.
This is Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College. HCC is the official education partner of the Houston Texans. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Methodist Training Center, home of the Houston Texans training camp. We've got a great show for you to open the 2012 season. As always, the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer, will stop by, as will Donnie Jones, an 8-year veteran punter and also a penned author. Matt Schaub was also named an honorary member of a local Houston fire station. We'll bring you that story, but first up, let's send it over to Bart Ennis with a look back at this first week in training camp.
Thank you, Patty. Texans training camp 2012 is different from every other training camp that has come before here with this organization because they are finally coming off a playoff appearance in 2011. And one of the reasons that expectations are sky high for this team are the fact that Matt Schaub and Andre Johnson, who struggled with injuries last season, were back on the field day one of training camp.
It's great to be back in the huddle. You know, it's been a while, but definitely glad to be back out there with my guys.
You know, to be honest, most times training camp is not something you're looking forward to. You're ready to hurry up and get it over with. But, you know, I was really looking forward to this one.
But that optimism was dampened on day two when Andre Johnson went down with a groin injury. No need to panic, though. The injury is just a mild strain. But the Texans will be very cautious with their star receiver.
Very frustrating, but, you know, like I say, it happens, man. Wish I had some control over it, but, you know, fortunately I don't. And, just keep working and try to get better.
Others who caught the injury bug in the first few days were Kareem Jackson, he tweaked a hamstring, and Daryl Sharpton had a setback in his rehab from a thigh injury.
He's going to miss some time. He has a hip issue. He's got a problem that's going to probably take a few weeks to heal. So that's not good news from that standpoint. Does that mean could he still be ready for the season? Yes, he could.
Day three of camp gave us the first look at the new faces in the kicking game, which included punter Donnie Jones. It also featured the first of many place-kicking battles to come between rookie Randy Bullock and veteran Shane Graham.
This kicking battle is going to be a huge battle. We're going to start kicking field goals a lot earlier in camp than we normally do because that is, you know, it's got to work itself out. And then obviously Donnie's a new face to us, and we got a punting battle going on. So, you know, the key is that we're better coming out of it.
All right, thanks, Bart. And on Wednesday, the Texans got another scare when left tackle Dwayne Brown was carted off after his ankle got rolled on. But x-rays showed just a bone bruise, and he is expected to miss just a few days.
You know, I was pretty upset when it happened, didn't know what to expect. But after, you know, x-rays and everything, very relieved.
And today, the Texans got some more bad news when J.J. Watt went out with an elbow injury during the morning practice. Gary Kubiak expects him to be back by week one. And joining me now, the voice of the Houston Texans from Sports Radio 610, Mark Vandermeer. Here we go.
We're back.
I'm so excited.
I am so excited, too. The train has started. We're leaving the station. Training camp underway. We got a lot to talk about.
All right. Well, let's start with what we just saw in our rewind. Of course, day four of training camp. They were in pads today. Some injuries that kind of hit that were unexpected. Just what's your take on them?
Well, you know, when you have Andre Johnson out, that's always a big concern because I think the team goes so much better with him. That's clear. Now, even though last year when Schaub was playing and Andre wasn't, they had a high point total, about 9 points per game more than when TJ was in there. You see what Andre Johnson does when he's in the lineup. 200 yards in the two playoff games. Just a master at making this whole offense click. So I think when you look at the injuries in camp, I'm not overly concerned yet. You know, Daryl Sharpton out at inside linebacker is a bit of a problem, but I think you're headed for Miami, and you got to get to the starting line healthy. They still have a chance to do that.
And like I said, these guys started in pads today. Just kind of, they get so excited to be able to go out and hit somebody. It makes a big difference in just kind of the whole feel around here.
I was talking to some of the guys about it, Sean Cody today, and they love it when the fans are out here. And even in the closed practices, you have some special groups coming in. So you still feel that kind of pressure, if you will, of having some eyes on you. And the guys absolutely love it. And one of the things I've noticed right away, Patty, in this whole offseason, OTAs and training camp, is how far ahead the defense is from wherever they've been before in Texans history. We're used to seeing the offense carve up this defense in the offseason and preseason. Not that way anymore. This defense is in mid-season form, and the offense has to find a way to get clicking. I know Gary Kubiak's concerned about it. You have time to get it going, but this defense looks loaded for the 2012 campaign.
Awesome. And what are some of the other things Gary Kubiak is concerned, or what's he kind of looking at? I mean, I know there's a lot of talk about the right side of the offensive line. Is that a priority number one?
I think that works itself out because you have guys who have started there, Rashad Butler and Antoine Caldwell, and the guys battling for playing time. Brandon Brooks is a raw talent. Derek Newton looks really good at right tackle. But the young wide receivers, Gary Kubiak wants to see them run better routes, be crisp, be precise. Devere Posey started to flash early in the week. That's great to see. Keyshawn Martin has looked good in OTAs, etc. But you have to continue to see it develop here. And it's tough against this really stingy defense. Young wide receivers have to perform, whether or not Andre Johnson's healthy, because, you know, Jacoby Jones is gone. You need production at your 3 and 4 spots, and maybe you need them to move up on the depth chart if Andre's unable to go in certain situations.
Coming up next on Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College, why Andre Johnson would love to show off a Super Bowl ring to some future campers.
You don't even really realize, you know, how much support we have, you know, how crazy these kids are about the Texans.
And later, Gary Kubiak reacts to Connor Barwin's new hairdo.
I walked in the building yesterday and somebody said, "You seen Connor, coach?" I said, "No, why?" I said, "You got to see him." So.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle, presented by HCC. Fans, make sure to log on to HoustonTexans.com to vote for the Texans' August Whataburger Community Player of the Month. Up for the honor are linebacker Daryl Sharpton, who was nominated by Brian Cushing, left guard Wade Smith, who was nominated by Chris Myers, and nose tackle Sean Cody, who was nominated by Antonio Smith. The winner and the player who nominated him will make an appearance at a Houston area Whataburger next month. Of course, those three weren't the only members of the Houston Texans busy in the community this offseason. Andre Johnson took a little time off from rehabbing his knee, as he always does, hosting his summer camps to more than 600 underprivileged kids, and our cameras were on the scene. This offseason, Andre Johnson hosted his 5th annual First and 10 Youth Football Camp. Over 600 kids, ages 7 to 14, attended the free mini camp at the Methodist Training Center. And Andre not only hosted the event, but ran drills with the kids as well.
Growing up, I never had a camp like this to attend, so just to be here and be out here with them and for them to get the chance to ask me some questions and things like that about our season and games that we played in, it's great for them.
And coming off a playoff season like the Texans did last year, there was one recurring theme from the kids.
I've had a lot of them tell me that we're going to the Super Bowl next year, so hopefully that happens. I've been to several Pro Bowls, made All Pro, finally got a chance to make it to the playoffs, but you know, my biggest thing is winning the Super Bowl. That's why I play this game. I don't play it for no other reason. All the individual accolades, I mean, yeah, you like to have them, but you know, I think you pretty much leave your stamp on this game when you get your jewelry. So
Andre was joined at the camp by current and former teammates Travis Johnson, Jonathan Joseph, and Kareem Jackson.
It's almost like you have to come support Andre. You know, he's been here going on 9 years. You know, he's a big part of, you know, the Houston community, and you know, for him to come out and do something like this with the kids, you know, you all, like I said, it's almost like you have to come support Andre.
They get a chance to come out and just get to visit with some of the guys that they get to see on TV every Sunday. So, you know, it's not every day that you get to, you know, get to see a professional football player. And for them to be able to come out and hang out with us and for us to take them through drills and stuff like that, I'm pretty sure it's a day they'll never forget.
It's a great opportunity for the kids to get a chance to interact with you, and you get a chance to kind of coach them on a quick, just a basis of just the little nuances of football, you know, running through the bag drills, running through the ladders, they get a chance to see your perspective of it from a football and an NFL player standpoint.
Through the Andre Johnson Foundation, this event has gotten bigger and bigger each year. And if that Super Bowl wish for the kids comes true, future campers will get a special treat.
If we were to go out and win a Super Bowl this year, and you know, having a camp next year, I'll bring my ring out here and show it to the kids. I mean, that's something I definitely would do. I think it'll mean a lot to them. You know, you don't even really realize, you know, how much support we have, you know, how crazy these kids are about the Texans. So I think by us making the playoffs and things like that, it's just put this city in an uproar.
Coming up next on Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College, Bart Ennis catches up with Antonio Smith.
I think it's going to fall on all of us, even though I am probably the most vocal, crunkiest player on the team.
And later, the Texans get a special visitor to practice.
Texans Huddle is brought to you in part by Verizon, America's fastest 4G network. By the Memorial Hermann Iron Man Sports Medicine Institute, bringing elite care to all athletes. And by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off from the Texas Lottery today. Maybe it's your lucky day.
Linebacker Connor Barwin has a new haircut for training camp, and yes, it's the exact same annual training camp cut of his head coach.
I got my high and tight flat top for training camp. This is the Gary Kubiak-inspired haircut. So I can't wait for him to see me.
I walked in the building yesterday and somebody said, "You seen Connor, coach?" I said, "No, why?" They said, "You got to see him." So I didn't see him until we went to the meeting last night. But, I guess it's something to talk about for a couple days.
This is not a Kubiak thing. Maybe I can talk him into putting a little bit of style into his flat top, but we'll see. I doubt it.
No, I don't think I'll be doing that.
Well, Connor says this is definitely a training camp haircut, and he will definitely go back to his longer, crazier, wilder hair as the season rolls on. All right, time now to send it back over to Bart Ennis, who is standing by with defensive end Antonio Smith.
All right, Patty, thank you very much. Of course, Antonio Smith, ninth training camp in the league. How is this one different from past training camps?
It hurts a little bit more. His joints feel a little bit more sore. You know, training camp is training camp. Yeah. It's going to be that, but, you know, every year you're going to think that this training camp is worse than the other one. So I guess it's just another day at work.
So in your ninth one, have you changed your approach to this at all now that you've established yourself in this league?
No, I haven't changed it in probably about 5 years. You know, when I was first in the league, I didn't know how to come into training camp. But now, you know, I got my little system. I know what I do need to do. I know where I need to be at this point of time in training camp, so I got it pretty much set.
Defensive line is supposed to be a position on this team that's deepest, most talented group, and, of course, being led by a ninja master.
Yes.
That helps, doesn't it?
It always helps, especially when, you know, I consider defensive linemen as the best athletic, you know, best players on the team, you know.
Oh, boy.
You know, when it comes to football, what a person should think about first is defensive and offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's where all the best-looking players is. It's where all the best, you know, players just in general, just athletically. To be as athletic as we are and almost 300 pounds, you know, you ain't going to find that nowhere.
Well said. But that is, in all honesty, that is where games are won and lost in line of scrimmage, right?
I believe so.
And that's never changed.
Yeah, I think so. But I think that throughout the years, people tend to forget that, mm-hmm. you know, and they put all their weight on the quarterback's back, mm-hmm. put all their weight on the corners and, mm-hmm. and the wide receivers and the linebackers.
They're the skill position guys.
Yeah, you right? know. But it's really on our shoulders because if we don't move, you know, nothing else move. O-line and D-line, you know, best position ever made in football.
Last thing, with D'Amico gone, he was a big inspirational, emotional leader for this team. Mm-hmm. Before every game, he's the guy in the middle of the huddle out there. Mm-hmm. Does that mantle of leadership, if you will, fall on you now, you think?
I think it's going to fall on all of us, even though I am probably the most vocal, crunkiest player on the team. You know, I think that we're going to figure out something by training camp. Right now, we don't know who's going to be the crunk coordinator before the game. You know, whoever it is, I'm going to be right in his face backing him up. But, we're looking forward to a good year. So I'm telling you, it always happens. Somebody seems to always fall into their position. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody want to say it right now who it's going to be. But before that game started, just naturally somebody just going to jump in there, mm-hmm. and then we're just going to go with the flow.
Coming up next on Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College, rookie wide receiver Jarrell Jackson talks about playing for his hometown team. Plus, Matt Schaub makes a surprise visit to a Houston area fire station. Welcome back to Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College. Quarterback Matt Schaub recently surprised the firefighters of Houston Fire Station No. 8. Schaub presented the group with an autographed No. 8 jersey to hang in their building. He also signed autographs, took pictures, and served them lunch. The fire station's captain, Steve Dunbar, thanked the Texans quarterback by making him an honorary member of the crew.
You know, we play a game for a living, and to come out and see the firefighters here at Engine Company No. 8, one of the largest in Houston, if not the largest, it's just great to come out and visit with them and thank them for all that they do for our community, because without them, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, wouldn't be. And they sacrifice their lives every day for what we do, and, you know, it's great to come out and thank them.
And next week on Texans Huddle, the story of how Matt Schaub, through his foundation, made this playroom possible at the West Campus of Texans Children's Hospital. Well, it's been well documented that the depth at the wide receiver position for the Houston Texans behind Andre Johnson and Kevin Walter is very young, including new rookies Devere Posey and Keyshawn Martin. But there is one other wide receiver trying to catch the eye of the Houston Texans coaching staff, and that is rookie free agent Jarrell Jackson. Now I had a chance to catch up with him, and he's also a Houston native and graduate of Jefferson Davis High School. All right, Jarrell, out here at training camp, obviously a lot of competition out there at receiver, but here you are, a hometown guy. This is kind of got to be almost a dream come true for you.
It is. Growing up watching the Texans, watching them on TV, and never knew that I'd be in this position right now in my life. It was always a dream, and right now it's just a dream come true.
Gary Kubiak said some nice things about you the other day. I mean, what does that mean to you, knowing, you know, you're a guy that's come in, like I said, there's some stiff competition out there, but he's got his eye on you and knows what you're capable of.
I'm just glad he noticed me going out here making a few plays, trying to make a name for myself. And like you said, the competition is very high, and right now it's my job to try to make the best out of it.
What do you see that you can offer, bring to this team that maybe somebody else can't?
I believe I'm a versatile receiver, physical, make plays, special teams, and one thing I pride myself in is blocking and hitting, so I think that'll come in handy.
All right, we play a little game here called First and Ten. It's brought to you by Houston Community College. You ready to play?
Yeah, I think I'm ready.
All right, favorite athlete growing up?
Favorite athlete, I would say Jerry Rice and Keyshawn Johnson.
All right, now being that the Olympics are going on, if you could medal in any Olympic sport, what do you think it might be?
I like to medal in sand volleyball. I think I'm a good sand volleyball player.
Is it the swimsuits, the outfits you get to wear maybe, or the other girls on the beach? Or
topless. I think we get to show a little guns out there, you know.
There you go. All right. Favorite food?
Favorite food? I like gumbo, Louisiana style seafood gumbo. Throw some crabs, shrimp, crawfish tails, a little bit of everything. And I just love seafood, period.
A little spicy seafood.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, fourth down, last one, celebrity crush.
Celebrity crush, the hometown woman, Beyonce Knowles, I would say. Beyonce Knowles. But right now, one that's hot right now, I say Rihanna. So right now, I say Rihanna.
Coming up next on Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College, I sit down with punter Donnie Jones.
You know, it's pretty special for me growing up in Baton Rouge to sign with LSU and then to finish my career there in New Orleans, win a national championship. So,
the Texans had a special visitor at practice on Sunday. NBA Hall of Fame center David Robinson, who played with the San Antonio Spurs, watched practice with his two sons. Many of the Texans players were awestruck, stopping by after practice to get their picture taken with the two-time NBA champion.
What do you think about all the guys that take pictures with you?
It makes me feel like the old guy, you know. You know, it's phenomenal. It's great. You know, they were very respectful and great guys. And to see that they think highly of me is a wonderful blessing.
David, a lot of Texans fans.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what team I want to root for, because see, my wife is from Chicago, so she's a Bears fan. And so every year I've been picking different teams, but this year I'm gonna be a Texans fan. I have a Carr jersey at home from a couple years ago, but you know, now I'm gonna have to get another jersey to be a Texans fan this year.
And joining me now, punter Donnie Jones. And first of all, welcome to the show. Welcome to Houston.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's, I tell you what, great to be here. Look forward to the upcoming season.
Well, let's talk about the upcoming season. You were brought in here, obviously. Brett Hartman's going to be out for a couple games. Kind of some unusual circumstances to come to a new team, but clearly also an opportunity for you.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely an opportunity. I was, glad when I got the call. Got to come in here and do a job. That's all I'm focused on doing is being the best punter and holder I can be.
Well, you're an LSU guy, and I know you've written a book. There isn't anybody on this team that's penned a book. Tell us a little bit about
the book. It's been quite a while now. But, it's pretty special for me growing up in Baton Rouge to sign with LSU and then to finish my career there in New Orleans, win a national championship. So the whole story behind it was a game ended on a punt. You know, I guess it's kind of rare you see that happen. Especially a national championship game. So I did a little book, and it was real fun. Brought back a lot of memories about my time at LSU, and something I always have to look back and give my kids and grandkids one day and kind of show them how special that was. You know, being from there, attending games when I was a child with my dad, and ultimately as a senior winning one in New Orleans, basically in our backyard, was awesome. So,
like you said, on a punt, and a play that was designed to run 9 seconds off the clock, it was kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it was. I think they had some kind of miscommunication on offense, because I never forget I was standing on the sideline with David Toms, who's a professional golfer, and we were kind of talking how the game was supposed to be wrapped up. And I don't remember what exactly happened, but I hear him call punt team, and I'm like, oh my goodness, we got to go out. And, all these things run through your head. You know, you don't want to be that guy. You know, the game's basically, you just got to get it off. And Oklahoma, I remember, brought the house. We got it off, and it ran the 9 seconds off, and quite a memorable experience, so something I'll remember for a long time.
I'm sure you'll be watching your Tigers this year. Big expectations.
Oh, yes, always following them, always wish them lots of luck. So hopefully they'll have a great year.
All right, well, hopefully you will too, and good luck to you with the Texans.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for joining us for Texans Huddle. We'll see you back here next Thursday at 5:30 and 11:00.